Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We started a series on trusting the Lord. We're going to do part four now. Say wow. Because, you know, the more God has given us as a theme for the year will not be actualized without our firm trust in the Lord who has given us the theme for the year. Everything is in God. And it will be great for us to be able to firm our trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. I want us to read a scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 5. 1 Peter 3, 5. Let's read it together. One, go. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own what? Husband. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it together again? For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own what? Husbands. We're talking about trust in the Lord, part four. Please take your seats. The scripture we have read here is one of those things that are very instructional in the New Testament, showing us how we should go about things and giving us a perspective of godly mind and the grace. And it brings out some nuances. In fact, in this particular text, it talks about a certain dimension of morality and the grace where holy women or people who fear God had to adorn themselves. If you look at the verse 4, it said, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So here we see that the ornaments of adornment for holy people and the grace first considers the fact that your spirit is yielded to the Lord. You are born again. Number two, that your heart is for the Lord. And the ornament there, or what you put on yourself, you know, and it's very consistent with scripture, is meekness and a quiet spirit. I think the quiet spirit is a big problem for a lot of us, because many of us are very boisterous, cantankerous. You know, but you know, it says that the ornament, it should be a meek thing. Like the Bible says that clothe yourself in humility. So really what we wear in walking with God that makes us resemble the Lord is humility and a quiet spirit. It's very nice that when you are a child of God, you have a very quiet spirit. A quiet spirit does not mean that be a quiet person. Yes. It means that be still waters, like be strong and tender at the same time. Not a basa-basa person. Praise the Lord. And it's such a blessing. Then it says that, for after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God. So here we see that the people who are known to be trusting in the Lord are holy people. He said, holy women who trusted in the Lord. So as part of our walk with God is to trust in the Lord fully as a holy man, as a holy woman. So if you are a child of God, trusting in the Lord is a great possibility, because even in the old manner, holy women trusted in God. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that trusting in the Lord is a possibility. Highly possible. Say highly possible. And he says that as part of trusting in the Lord in the old manner by holy women, they adorn themselves. And of course, the previous verse, the verse 4 has told us how they adorn themselves with meekness, with a quiet spirit, and then that helped them to be subjected or submissive to their own husbands. And so, one of the ways we have to see trusting in the Lord is subjecting ourselves to the Lord the same way holy women submitted themselves to their own husbands. Are you with me? It's a total submission. It's a total surrender. Because you can see how Bible uses marriage. Christ is a husband to the church. So the husband is a head of the wife. And so if holy women who trusted the Lord and led them to submit to their husbands, then we as a collective, as a church, we are also a wife to the Lord, and we must be what? Submissive to the Lord. It's a very simple analogy scripture is giving us. You know, very, very simple. And normally, because we are in a world that has different conversations, we just get to have a perspective that sometimes Bible did not give us. One of those perspectives is, it's difficult to serve God. It's difficult to trust in the Lord. Especially when it is required for us to really showcase. Because you can see that trusting in the Lord here also comes with an adornment. So, not just what is happening inside, but what is also happening on the outside. And so you can see that, trusting in the Lord is difficult. And if that becomes your perspective and consciousness, then you are likely to be flip-flopping, especially when you come under pressure. And you are likely to think, I'm going to divorce this man that I'm submitted to. I'm going to divorce this Lord that I'm sub, because there's a sharp man there. He's bought a car for the wife. He's bought a house for the wife. He's bought a new dress for the wife. He just bought a shoe for the wife. And I'm having to put on with all these old rags. It's a sharp way. Praise the Lord. You know, it was very interesting to me when we finished the all night house. I was talking about the tokens. And some sisters came to see me. One of them told me that the dad is dead for some years now. And the mother has been putting pressure on her that she has gone to consult a necromancer who has spoken to the father, the dead father. And because the family is struggling, and the dead father says that some things should be done for him, then after that, you know, the family will be fine. It is never true, it is never Christianity that the living consult the dead. Are you here at all? That's number one. And even if the reality was the case that because they are suffering, there are things to be done, then that dead father is a very wicked father. That after not taking care of the family well and you die, you know, even in death, you have a key to help the family and still you want some things to be done. What a greedy man. What a wicked man. So, the mother has been piling pressure on her. So when she heard the preaching, she said, this one is God talking to me. Are you here at all? Come on now, are you sure you are here? Yeah, there's another sister too. You know, and I was saying that even if your mother is the one leading you to that fake prophet, blah, blah, blah. Fine, sister. The mom, I believe that is really genuinely concerned that the daughter is not married. But she has some corner prophetess to be. And the prophetess, you remember I was saying, they say bring things here and there. So he said, the prophetess, you speak to the sister. And the prophetess said, she has to do one or two before the girl. You know, so they have to buy one or two things before. The prophetess, so it's like you have to shop some spiritual things. And the lady said her spirit was not connected. And then he said, okay, what do you want me to buy? He said, oh, the things I want you to buy, you know. You will not even find where they buy. You send the money. So come on, dinner. When the hunger enters in, you know, the shopping is done by the fetish priestess herself. And if you are not careful, he will tell you to bring the egg, you know, of an animal that does not lay. Yes. So she said, that's why my spirit did not agree, you know. And that was not what I wanted to preach at all night. But I was just sending a conversation to you, but I realized that I needed to stay on that matter. And then I stayed there. So trusting in the Lord is you are willing to submit to the Lord regardless of whatever is happening. This is the marriage. It's non-divorceable. This is the marriage. It's forever. It's for eternity. Praise the Lord. And remember that holy women were able to do it. So this righteousness that Christ has given you has also given you a capacity to be able to trust the Lord through and through. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand. Say, I have the grace and the faith to trust in the Lord through and through. So last week we spoke about the fact that trusting in the Lord, one of the meanings is to have your heart fixated on the Lord. We also learned that it's building your confidence in the Lord. In the second service, we learned that it's delighting or boasting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And one of the meanings of trust in the Lord, even in the scriptures and in real economic terms, is safekeeping. When some things are put in trust for some individual and business is done on their behalf. Praise the Lord. So that is just, as it were, committing your life or handing over your life into the hands of God for safekeeping. So that God, like in natural terms, will use his expertise to do business to make sure that if it is a property for Airbnb, you get some profiting on it. And it's also kept for years without deterioration. Are you here at all? The maintenance is done by them. All you do is to be collecting your royalties or your dividends over time. And I believe that that is what actually the kind of picture the Lord wants us to see, that when we say we have trusted in him, we have handed over the resources, our heart, our lives, into the hands of the Lord for safekeeping. And he is able to cause us to profit on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. In this service, we are still considering some of the meanings of trusting in the Lord in the scriptures. And one of it is having a thinking perspective, or having a thinking or a perspective about the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 27 verse 12, in the ESV, 1 Samuel 27, verse number 12, it says that, and Achish trusted David, thinking he has made himself an utter stench to his people Israel. Therefore, he shall always be my servant. So here, you see King David running away and going into a particular land, and the king or the person, the leader there, knowing that David was running away, he thought that his people really wanted to kill him, so he's run away to come and take refuge. And as a result of that, he thought that this guy is going to be a servant for a very long time. And so he says that he trusted David, and he actually committed, you know, one or two, but he trusted by thinking. Are you here at all? The trust was a line of thinking that this guy has made himself a stench in the eyes of his people. And so there is a time in scripture where trusting in something, in the Lord, in a person and all of that, is as a result of a perspective you have. A thinking perspective you have. And as we go in, you realize that there are different schools of thought people have, even as Christians. There are Christians who believe that I have received Christ, but I can also be practicing some things by the side. It's a non-Christian Christianity. There are people who have also trusted in the Lord, but they have not yielded themselves wholly to the Lord. So they hold back when important decisions have to be taken. So it's a thinking. It's a thinking that, okay, I've received Christ, but I can go ahead and do the things that makes my skin tick. Yeah, so maybe you are cohabiting with your boyfriend, you know, and he's watching things for free without paying bride price to your parent or even asking permission from the Lord to stay with you. It's a free show and it's a free chop. If you are there, just come out of there. Because it's a thinking that enyeshe. It's a thinking that it doesn't matter. But when you trust in the Lord, you should have a particular mind. Praise the Lord. Let this mind be in you. The same mind that was in Christ Jesus. It's a perspective of thinking. That makes the real child of God think in a certain way and see things in a certain way. So Achish trusted David thinking. There's a thinking that is associated with trust. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 7. In 2 Corinthians 10 7. The scriptures also makes us understand that. Look at what is before you. Please in the King James version. Okay, let's read this first. Just do the ESV first. It says that look at what is before your eyes. If anyone is confident that he is Christ or he belongs to Christ, let him remind himself that just as he is Christ, so also are we. You should have a mind that you are not the only child of God. It's a thinking you should have. In King James, look at that. It says that, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again. That as he is Christ, even so are we what? Christ. So there's a thinking that makes you feel like you are the only child of God. Special child of God. And the Bible is saying that that's not a proper thinking. So if you trust that you belong to Christ, you must have a particular thing. That means that you cannot say you trust in the Lord and maintain a particular thinking. A thinking about God, how God sees things, and how you see the things that God sees, and how you define the things that God defines. That's why he told Peter at some point in time that this dream you are having, and you are seeing four-legged animals, and then messengers have also come from Cornelius' house to invite you. Don't think about not going, because I know you're thinking that you are sent to the Jews. And these people, they are not clean. So you are not going. So you are calling them unclean. But God is saying that if you trust me, don't call unclean what I have called clean. That is, change your definition. And your definition in life from darkness into light doesn't change overnight. Because you have stayed in darkness for a very long time. And so when you even come into light, you find out that you are not able to open your eyes well. Have you seen that reality? When you stay in darkness for a long time, when you come into light, you can't open your eyes well. It takes time for your eyes to adjust to the exposure of light. And so your thinking, you know, changing will take a process. Take a process from things that you have been told, things that you have socialized with over years. And now you are in Christ. He wants you to have a certain mind where your trust is not built on man or on the things that you depended on. And now you have to shift to a whole different platform of faith. Thinking and believing in a God you don't see and yet is real in your life. That's a real shift for thinking. Praise the Lord. So he says that don't think that you are the only child of God. When you trust God, you must have a different thinking perspective. And that perspective is what I was trying to explain to you, that it is in Proverbs 3:5 that you lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him, and he is able to lead you to the right way of thinking. When a situation arises, How am I supposed to think if I say I trust in the Lord? When I'm angry, when I'm believing God for something and it's not coming and it looks like it's frustrating me, how am I supposed to think? Because your thinking determines your peace. Your thinking determines your frustration. Your thinking determines your rest or your chaos. And you can be smiling outside and there is war inside. Whether you are able to sleep or not, it's also dependent on the kind of mind you have. If I have a nightmare and I'm able to sleep and you have a small dream that is, it looks like a nightmare, but it's not even to the stature of a nightmare, and you are unable to sleep. Why is it that we are all Christians? We both have nightmares. I am able to sleep and you are unable to sleep. It's your thinking. You say, I trust in the Lord. What is your thinking? So my thinking will be that because I trust in the Lord and he gives his beloved good sleep, and I'm not the one who watches over me, and it is the Lord who watches over my soul, regardless of the nightmare, if I have committed my life into the hands of the mighty God that I serve, I should be able to just pray one small prayer. Father, I thank you for good sleep, because I don't even have time for that nightmare. And go to sleep knowing that devil can do no foco. By you, you'll be the watchman over yourself. You'll be looking for what should I do. When you trust in the Lord, you are not looking for what should you do. What is the Lord going to do for me? Praise the Lord. It's not what should I do. That you are so concerned. This one, that this person is a known witch in the family, and he has come into my space. What is he doing in that next room? What you leave the witch to be witch now. Your next door shop, you know, it's an occult. You to your shop, you are a child of God. It's not to be breaking bottles by your shop. Stop it. If you trust in the Lord, know that angels are taking charge of your place. The same way demons are taking charge of his shop. Praise the Lord. Know that God is taking care of your space. Know that the Holy Spirit is interested in your business. And because you are a covenant child, your tithe is in, your first fruit is in. He is the one that brings you profit. No devil can shortchange you. So that trust in the Lord is a thinking that makes you become stable. When a child is unwell, you know, naturally, if you're a parent, you are thinking that my child will not die, especially if it's a one-go project. You understand one-go project? People who have only one child, their thinking is different when it comes to their child. You know, that's something you have to learn as a leader, like since yesterday, not even today, because they are not going to hear you when you are talking. Wow. But it's a genuine concern that even if you have 10 children, you don't want to lose any. But why do you think my child will die? Because your child is unwell. It's like every time you go to the mortuary before you even enter the hospital. Why can't you believe that this thing too will pass away? Because God has a plan for this child. And until that plan is exhausted in time, this child cannot die and will not die. Regardless of Pharaoh's children dying, the Israelite children are not going to die. Don't look at what is happening to your neighbor and bring fear into your own space. It's a thinking that I have committed my own house into the hands of the Lord, so evil shall come nowhere near us. Are you here at all? Because I've made the Lord my refuge, no plague shall enter my dwelling place. It's a thinking. And that thinking should be so, you know, established in your heart that it should give you peace. It should give you, you know, a driving force. So you find out that when people are shaking, you are not shaking. Because you trust in the Lord. And when you trust in the Lord, it has to manifest like that. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. So in Job chapter 11 verse 18. Job 11, 18. NASB. Let's read it together. One go. Then you would what? Then you would what? Trust. Because there is what? Hope. And you would look around and rest what? Securely. It's clear. He doesn't even need explanation. Wherever there is trusting in the Lord, there is what? Hope. I like a scripture in, I think in the same Job also, or either Job or Ecclesiastes. I say, he that is joined to the living, there is hope. That a living dog is better than a dead lion. Praise the Lord. He said that, then you would trust because there is hope. Trusting in the Lord is hoping in the Lord. Not putting your hope in things that are seen. My hope is built on nothing else. It's built on the Lord. In the Lord. I hope in the Lord. I have hope. I have expectation. I am motivated by the personality of the Lord and the abilities of the Lord that this God that I have trusted, he will not fail me. You see, because hope really deals with the issue of failure and heartbreaks. So where there is hope, it cures gloom. Where there is hope, because if you read, it says that, and you would look around and rest securely. Because I put it in the note. We'll come back to the scripture. One of the things that would can take your hope away is the boisterous storms around you. It's the confusion around you. It's the commotion around you. It's the scary things around you. When you are given a report of something that doesn't look well, you see that it can take away your hope. Are you here? Yeah. When things are just, when, that's why I say, when you see wars, you hear of wars, you hear of, just don't let your hope leave you. When they sack you from your workplace, nobody will be sacked there in Jesus' name. Except God has been telling you, go, 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 and you are not going, and there's a big door for you there. So God will now speak to your boss to sack you so that you enter into that big door. You know, and then after that, we'll go and give your boss an offering. Because some people, they don't hear the voice of God. So God will push them out into their testimony. Praise the Lord. Things around you can and attack your hope in life. So one of the things, we come to the scripture because it really talks about, please put a scripture there. It really talks about the fact that once you trust in the Lord, there will be so much hope in the Lord that you will look around and what? Rest securely. Rest securely in ministry. You will rest securely in your marriage, in your family, in your career. You will not have insecurity when you look around. Your heart will not leave you. Your peace will not leave you. Because I trust in the Lord that he will fix things around me. Even if things around me are broken. Praise the Lord. Some people, their hearts are not at rest. They cannot be at rest. We are in February. And it's running like Usain Bolt. Then, oh, you're looking at your age. My birthday is coming. Then, oh, you're looking at, wow, how am I going to pay the school fees? You look at your bank account. You see, tell somebody, when you look around, make sure you don't lose your hope. Ask somebody, when you look around, what do you see? Do you become secure or you become insecure? Yeah, because when you look around, yeah, after honoring the Lord with your first fruit, you know, you see that the account is spiritually very heavy, but physically it looks like there's a major shift in there. And some people have not honored the Lord yet, and when they look into the account and do the balancing, they say, "Nah, I don't have hope for this first fruit." How did they bring it into the Bible? Is that how you are not going to honor the Lord? But remember, not having hope in the Lord is taking your own security away. So I rather put my eggs in God's basket. Praise the Lord. In fact, I rather go to the river with God's woven basket than with a metal basin that belongs to man. Yes. Than using a bucket that looks like it can carry water, and you find out that God's basket will contain and retain more water than that natural bucket that you are looking for. You can hope in the Lord and be secure. And the reason why the Bible is telling us so is because when you decide to trust in the Lord, it will look like your hope dissipates. Okay, I'm saying, I'm trusting in the Lord. I won't go the way of the world. I'm trusting in the Lord. He's going to open doors for me. He's going to make a way for me. He's going to do two great things for me. Wow. Let me tell you a testimony that happened at the all night. When we finished the all night, you remember I was ministering to a lady here about she doing fashion. She went to Congo and some people are linking her to Cote d'Ivoire. And then she's going to have a global brand. So after the service, she said the reason why she was crying and she didn't know how to control herself was because 2 weeks ago, she was introduced to a big fashion person who has a big gig in Europe some few months to come. And the people who even introduced her to the big fashion person, they don't have the big fashion person's number. But when she went and saw the big fashion person, gave the number to her. And the person said, he's taking keen interest in the sister. And she's going to attend that program in Europe with her. So she saw what the sister does, blah, blah, blah. And she specifically said that, but before we go, it's going to be big for you whether you like it or not. I want you to go and see this media company in so-so and so place to look at your logo and redesign your logo so that you don't bring any village logo there. And you can see that when the prophecy was coming, God said he was taking her to the global, and he said yesterday, Friday, was the time to see the person. So the person gave her like 5 p.m. and she missed it, and the person refused to see her for the inspection and the design of the logo. And when she came, the prophecy said, but make sure that you don't have a village logo. So I want you to see PY and see Kwabi so that they will look at your logo and move you from village to the global space so that you will not go and disgrace yourself there. Are you here at all? Now, if this person's hope is not in the Lord, to even venture to come and pray at the all night, from missing that person who was supposed to do the logo now, 5 p.m. now, her head must colo. She just go mad. Like, it's a big, it's like I'm in trouble. Are you here with me at all? But God always has a plan for his people. Great plan. And I'm telling you that whatever logo the people I pointed to by the Spirit of God will help her design, will be way 1,000 times more better. That will be the real logo that will define that particular brand. So when you trust in the Lord, you must not lose hope. Praise the Lord. You must not lose hope. There are deflators of trust, and one of them is negative sides. Deuteronomy 1:27 to 33 in the NASB. We're going to read it. Negative sides. Things you see. Say, look around and rest secured. In Deuteronomy 1:27 to 33, it says that,
And you grumbled in your tent and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. 28 says that, where can we go up? Our brethren have made our hearts melt, saying, the people are bigger and taller than we. The cities are large and fortified to heaven. And besides, we saw the sons of Anakim there. Then I said to you, do not be shocked, nor fear them. 30. Let's read together. One go. The Lord your God, who goes before you, will himself fight on your behalf, just as he did for you in Egypt before your own eyes. Praise the Lord. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as a man carries his son, in all the way which you have walked until you came to this place. Is it not gratifying? But for all this, you did not trust the Lord your God. Abba, who goes before you on your way to seek out a place for you to encamp in fire by night and cloud by day to show you the way in which you should go. Verse 33. So he's saying that God has tried. I mean, some of the verses that you should memorize and make it your verse for the year. He has tried. He's done so much. He is even seeking for a land for you. And he goes before you in the night by a pillar of fire, in the day by a pillar of cloud. He himself goes ahead of you like he's taking care of you, brought you out of Egypt like the way a father takes care of a son. Tell somebody, allow God to take care of you. He says that, why have you not trusted? And he said that you people have not trusted in the Lord because you saw strong cities. You saw giants. And all your hope was deflated. Your trust was deflated based on what you saw. So it has made you to abandon your faith in the Lord. Where is your trust in God? And God is saying that regardless of what you have been seeing from time to time, I have always shown myself strong. That you don't need to fight. I, the Lord, am the one who fights for you because I'm the one who is moving you from Egypt to the promised land. It's my responsibility to get you there safely. Get you there complete. Get you there prosperous. Why can't you trust me to drive you, provide for you, and make sure that you are insured? That in the end, you will become what I say you will become. But you now see giant. You see walls that are fenced to heaven. And because you don't know how they will come down, you are already losing your trust. And why do you want to be calculable with God? You don't have the technology to collapse Jericho. You don't have the technology. But God has the technology. So some of the things, God is just giving you opportunity to see keke. So that when he now collapses the wall, you will see that, Charlie, there is a big scientist upstairs who knows how to do demolition. But he did not ask you to go and spy the land so that you will see how you will defeat the enemy there. Or how you will take the land. It's just, you are just doing tourism. You know, you are just doing, you are walking around with the Lord. Tell somebody, any problem you see or anything you see that looks very scary, it's just God helping you to do a movie. A movie. It's a movie night. We are watching a movie with God. Yeah? But God already has the next scene. The next scene is already complete. And in the whole movie, nobody died. Even though in the movie, it looks like a lot of people died. But in the whole movie, practically, no one died. So when God is showing you things, sometimes it's for you to begin to allocate to him his honor and just trust in him. Wow. So this thing is dangerous like this. And I'm the one to take care of this. God, you know, I cannot take care of it now. And God said, no, I did not show you so that you would take care of it. I showed you so that you will see what I have taken care of on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone at all? So when you see things that are scary, that take away your joy, that cause fear in your heart, it's not for you to lose your trust in the Lord. It's for you to say, wow, okay, God, this one, I want to see how you are going to deal with it. Because you have had creative ways of dealing with very complicated things. And you are there. You don't know how to solve. You know, when I was doing mathematics, so one of the things that baffled me is how people designed equation models to solve very complicated things. I'm telling you. And you see that every mathematical solution starts from somewhere. Sometimes they will start solving something by reducing the power of something. Like the thing is power 7. You just reduce it to one. It's deconstruction. But with your layman's mind, you'll be thinking, wow, what a demonic alphanumeric something. X squared, X letter and figure, X 2. And Charlie, or Y is carrying X, and that X is carrying some number. Oh, wow. And they are saying, Charlie, find the X that is being carried by the Y. How are you going to do that? So I know, and they say, what man has to say, teacher, where do your mommy 1,000 years, cry? Me who may be a man from fine to the yeah, wow to me, and I mean, shape me, I'm just an observer. I trust in your ability to bring this eggs from this soup, release the eggs, arrest the why. Just do it. Tell someone, I'm with the Lord to see how he's going to go about it. One more time. Tell someone, I'm with the Lord to see how he's going to go about it. Is it a powerful message you are listening to? If you are a lady and you are 39, and let's say you are not married, and you are trusting the Lord to marry, you have to know that he has held your hands and he is going to town with you. You see, you have to release your faith to the Lord, your trust in the Lord, and see, okay, I have an opportunity to walk with the Lord, to see how he takes the hand of a 39-year-old year girl. I think at that level, you have entered woman self. How he takes the hand of a 39-year-old woman and hands her over to an enviable husband prepared for her. I think that it should give you a gladdened heart. Are you here at all? Let me see how God, you know, because God has models for dealing with every kind of condition. More different models. So, our challenge is our limitation in knowing what we just know. But God has so much more. He is able to do far more, exceeding Ephesians 3:20. He says that now unto him who is able to do. You see, we just quote the scripture. We've been quoting it. Exceedingly abundant. No. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Above. It's not just in quantum. If you see the way the scripture has been written, it's not just that he's able to do much more than we ask or think. He's also showing us that God is able to do, and what he's able to do exceeds our measurement of abundance. So it's degrees and quantums, levels and quantums. That's where your mind, you know, it's exhaustive. God has an indefinite level that we cannot now begin to quantify, and he's still operating at that level that our mind cannot comprehend. what he's able to do, it exceeds our measure of what is abundance. And it goes above that level. It's not just obey to me, I'm obey to me, or yeah, my neighbor, near what dream it to me calculate this. So I want to ask you, what is your measure of, you see, we can count and say zillion. But God can do beyond zillion. It's a lot. And that one, because our minds cannot comprehend. So, you know, how would something beyond a zillion look like? Do you get it? Come on now. Are you sure? How would it look like? It says, because I live in that space. Don't let your limitation make you not trust in me, because I'm able to go into spaces that you have not been wired ever to operate in. But if you are with me, I can operate in that space for you without even introducing you there. But I will be bringing things, you know. It's like when you are married to someone whose job you don't know. And let's assume it's a bad example for a good explanation. The guy is a thief. Anything you ask, he's able to bring it, but he doesn't show you where he's bringing it from. And he doesn't go to steal with you. But when you ask, no, I could be an mammy, not the abra. No, I could be an papa, not the abra. Ubisan, so be out, baby, out there, catch them. You take, you don't judge. Why is it that all of us are laughing? You know, you cannot laugh. And now you are dealing with someone who is able to conjure. Yeah? He's able to conjure different things, but because you don't have the ability to conjure, it's difficult for you to comprehend. But for Superman, it's a very simple matter. It's a simple matter that I'm able to fly. And you are not, when you jump, gravity brings you down. So it's difficult. How is it that he's able to, do you understand? It's like when you don't know how to swim, you wonder, how do people float on water? Really? It's just, and they have trained you, every time you are sinking and drowning. You sink like a ship and drown like a... What a shock. What is he able to do? Tell somebody that God has it covered. God has it covered. Come on now. Tell somebody that God has it covered. God has it covered. Yeah. And I like it. He said that what he is able to do is beyond what you ask in prayer or what you think in prayer. But his power is at work. So even when your thinking is not allowing you to have peace that it can be solved, know that God has ability and power to do what you are confused about, to do what you are troubled about, to do what you are prayed about, and you have not seen, and you are confused. Trust in the Lord. Sometimes all that God wants you to do is to do nothing. The thing is, it says that it will be delivered at 12 o'clock. If you like break your neck at 9, it will not come at 9. The thing has been set to a changeless degree at 12. And 12, and I'm praying that by the time it gets delivered at 12, now, just wait for God to arrive. So as you are just being, worried and troubled about, God is there. He said, I've set it. I've automated it. It is for you to trust me to deliver on my promises. That's your only responsibility. Trust in my ability, my personality, my integrity to deliver on my promises. It's not for you to kill yourself. That Deuteronomy scripture we read, it says that he had promised to go ahead of them and find a land for them. They are not the ones to find a land. I don't know anywhere that a child has the responsibility of providing for himself or protecting himself. It is never the duty of a child to protect him or himself and to provide for himself. Rather, your privilege is to be asking more than the resources even available in the house. Like a contemporary child. When I was growing up, when I come and meet boiled cassava and fried fish and pepper, I don't have a choice. That is what we eat. But in my house, it's not like that. There are four squad members there. Every one of them can say, what mommy you have cooked, you know, today I don't want this. So can I have this? Every time, can I have this? Can I have that? Can I have this? And sometimes, your mother, my wife is very hard. Says, you lie. You will eat what we have cooked. Then you see that somebody ate just like 5% of what was said before. Then now your parental thinking will be setting in that now that is 8 p.m. and this child has not eaten properly the whole day. Maybe we have to do something so that the child will not sleep hungry. Are you here at all? Then now that becomes the responsibility of the mother to now provide for the child outside the menu. Your own is a privilege to be making requests. He said, up until now, you have not asked me anything. There is nothing that you will ask the Lord that if it is legitimate in his will that he cannot do. And if he has not done it, it is not for you to fret and move away. Just believe that whatever you have asked, it shall be given to you and it shall come with a tag more. Tell somebody it's coming with a tag more. I'm not hearing you at all. Tell somebody it's coming with a tag more and more. Tell somebody the tag is on it. The tag is on it. Can you put Amos chapter 9 verse 11 to 13 there? Let's just go into that and then I end the preaching. Hey, praise the Lord. You know, I used to like one translation. I think it's a Message translation. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Are you? Tell somebody I'm sorted. say my own is to just be asking. Just be asking. Sometimes our kids will come from school and they have gone to discover a new cuisine. Either somebody brought to school or they saw it on the internet. And now they will make, like this Valentine is coming, they have made their request. Mommy, on Valentine, can we eat this? What is that one? It is now the duty of the parent to now go and search for that kind of food, where they sell it, how they make it. Praise the Lord. If it is special to you, you need to have the faith to trust God and wait for him to deliver it to you. Verse 13. Yeah, it says that, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree, this is God's decree. He said, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. He said, one thing fast on the heels of the other. Say, that's my portion. He said, you won't be able to keep up. Tell somebody, they are going to buy my perfumes and my things. I won't be able to keep up. Every time the stock is finished. Every time stock is finished. They are going to buy my product. Many companies will be looking for my expertise. That when I work 3 months here now, they are looking for me here. They are looking for, I won't be able to keep up. Pass. Praise the Lord. He said, one thing fast on the heels of the other. He said, you won't be able to keep up. He said, everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, what will happen there? Blessings. He said, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. Wow. Say, wow. And at this level, if you have a modern day phone, you should have a Bible on your phone. Because I'm wondering that some people They don't have this translation. But this translation is inspiring them. And you hold a powerful phone that can give you this translation. But just what's happening? Please download the Bible on your phone. And memorize it. And be affirming and confirming it in your life every day. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Saith the Lord. This is the decree of the Lord. Things are going to happen so fast upon my head. It's going to happen so fast that my head will start swimming. Whose head is going to swim here? My head will start swimming. He said, one thing on the heels of the other. He said that I won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere that I look, there will be what? Blessings. You just be prophesying it upon yourself. You just be, are you here at all? You just be prophesying. This is my prophecy. It's happening. It's happening. Not long from now. I like how it opened. Not long from now. Not long from now. Kilabakata. It won't be long. Shekole petekete. It won't be long. Say the Lord. It won't be long. I should prophesy to someone. It won't be long. Say the Lord. Everything is going to be happening very fast. Are you here at all? It's going to be happening. Tell somebody it's going to be happening very fast in your life. Fast. Your head will swim. Your head will swim. One thing will follow another thing. Yes. Everything will happen at once. And everywhere you look, what you will see will be what? Blessings. Give the Lord a big clap offering here. What a joy. We need to pray now. Lift up your hands right now. Makashatalaba. Tell the Lord, I have put my trust in you. My trust is in you. And my trust is in you. Touch me. Touch my mind. Touch my perspective. Father, help me to see you for who you are and for what you are able to do. Come on, open your mouth right now. I walk in that grace. I trust in the Lord. My trust in the Lord shall not be wavering. I commit my whole life into your hands, and lekoto sipreto kila parasa intelia paraso teleklete shelemeleke kosepredi entola badada. I pray for that mind, I pray for that perspective, I pray for that consciousness of trusting in you, knowing that I am secure. When I look around, I rest secure, I rest secure. Nothing shakes my foundation because you are with me, because I have trusted in you. Open your mouth, raise your hand, say, Father. Say, Father,
Father,
I thank you that everything you have promised me,
everything you have promised me,
you have also made arrangements.
You have also made arrangements
for them to happen in their right time.
For them to happen in their right time.
And I'm prophesying this morning in prayer.
And I'm prophesying this morning
that it will not be long.
That it will not be long.
Everything will be happening very fast.
Everything will be happening very
in
fast.
My life.
In my life.
One thing after the other.
One thing after the
they
other.
They will all be happening at once.
They will all be happening at once.
Everywhere I look.
Everywhere I look.
I see blessings. Open your mouth and make that prayer. Everything is happening at once. It's happening quickly. Shalapila Zule, Itoro Sepredi, Ashala Malakaba, Enteli Solia, Telepehese Setele, Ekora Batasute. Thank you, Father. Raise your hand, prophesy upon yourself. Say, this is my prophecy.
This is the prophecy.
And I declare right now.
I declare right now.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
Prophesy it like you are anointed and with confidence. Say, I trust in the Lord.
I trust in the Lord.
I trust in the ability of the Lord.
I trust in the ability of the
to
Lord.
Do exceeding.
To do exceeding.
Abundantly above all.
Abundantly above
that
all.
I think or ask.
That I think or
and
ask.
And prophesy. Say, yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
According to the decree of the Lord.
According to the decree of the Lord.
Say, things are going to happen
things
in my life.
Going to happen in my life.
So fast.
So fast.
My head will swim.
My head will swim.
My head will turn.
My head will turn.
One thing fast.
One thing fast.
Following another miracle.
Following another miracle.
One testimony.
One testimony.
Following another testimony.
Following another testimony.
Say, I will not be able to keep up.
I will not be able to keep
because
up.
It will be testimony back to back.
Because it will be testimony back to back.
Back to back miracles.
Back to back miracles.
Back to back open doors.
Back to back opening doors.
Back to back breakthroughs.
Back to back breakthroughs.
Say, everything will be happening at once.
Everything will be happening
in
at
my
once.
Ministry there will be success.
In my ministry there will be
in
success.
In my career and business it will be happening.
My career and business to be happening.
In my finances and in my health it will be happening.
My finances and my health will be happening.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
The mighty name of
and
Jesus.
And everywhere I look to.
And everywhere I look
in
to.
In the church there will be blessing.
In the church there will be blessing.
In the market there will be blessing.
In the market there will be blessing.
Everywhere I look.
Everywhere I look.
Blessings everywhere.
Blessings
say,
everywhere.
Say, this is my portion.
This is my portion.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap of praise. Clap your hands like you just prophesied on yourself. Clap, 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 clap. That clap offering is a bit lazy. Clap aggressively. Give the Lord a big clap. Hallelujah. What a joy.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.